When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Radio 690 ADV. I'm Joe, your host. Thanks for stopping in. Happy day. Weather's getting nice. Hopefully it's getting nice in your neck of the woods and that you're able to get out and get some riding in and get a little motorcycle time. That's really what it's all about. And that's what the Radio 690 ADV and 690 ADV is all about. It's about motorcycles, not just dual sports and adventure motorcycles, but really all motorcycles. We just mainly talk about the dual sport or the dual purpose motorcycles and the adventure motorcycles that are out there. And that's pretty much what we talk about. But we like all motorcycles, and I love all motorcycles. I think they're all fantastic, and it doesn't really matter what you own. As long as you ride, that's all that matters. Just get out and ride. Anyway, today, on our podcast, don't forget also our YouTube channel as well, youtube.com/690ADV. We have about 400 videos. We have everything from, new bikes or reviews to tips and tricks to camping, gear, I mean, all sorts of stuff. And don't forget about our Amazon affiliate store, amazon.com/shop/690ADV. And if you'd like to support the channel, if you're listening to anchor.fm, if you're hearing us on there, or if you're listening to on the app, we have that little sponsorship button. It would be great if you would help us out and sponsor the show so that we can keep this stuff going. But today, what we're going to talk about, basically this is really kind of for, it's all the way around, really new riders, maybe guys that are coming over. What is the perfect dual sport for local commuting? Maybe finding and hitting your local trails. Maybe doing some small adventure trips with your buddies. But not too big, but not really too small, that will actually do the business, that you can actually handle yourself. You're not really going to need buddies there to help you get your bike up if something happens and maybe you lay it down or something like that off-road or even on-road. It doesn't really matter, but it's a nice, easy, manageable dual sport bike. Now, we're not going to talk about adventure bikes. We're going to talk about dual sport bikes. These are the bikes that really look more like dirt bikes, and they kind of feel like dirt bikes. They're not truly dirt bikes, but they kind of feel like dirt bikes. They just don't have quite that very low-end punch. The torque is completely different because they're street legal. And if you're new to this stuff, or if you're listening and you're just getting, trying to get your feet wet and to understand, more about the dual sport stuff, well, that's what this is. This is a dual sport motorcycle, which it really, like I said, it looks like a dirt bike, but it has mirrors, blinkers, a horn. You can take it on the street, you can travel on it, you can go anywhere you want to go, versus a dirt bike, whereas a dirt bike is not street legal, completely different setup versus your dual sports. And not only that, they come with a title that basically says off-road use only. So there's going to be other podcasts that we're going to talk and get into and talking about taking a dirt bike that maybe you already own and potentially turning that into street legal. But that's not what this podcast is about. This podcast is about just dual sporting, a light to middle weight dual sport motorcycle. And also understand that the dual sport motorcycle is way more than dirt bikes too. A lot of people like to say, hey, dual sports are pigs, I'd much rather just ride a dirt bike. Well, that's fine. Go ride your dirt bike. There's nothing wrong with that. But at the end of the day, these are about dual sports and street legal right out of the gate. You don't really have to do too much modifications. Not only that, you're not even going to have to break the bank too much on these, whether you want to buy them new or if you want to buy them used. So that's the beauty part about these. Well, there's two bikes that I talked about just recently on our YouTube channel, and you can check that out if you'd like to, is the one from Honda and the one from Kawasaki. Well, they just released two new perfect dual sport motorcycles that are really fantastic for everybody, and they're really gaining a lot of buzz. They're super fantastic, but we're not just going to talk about them. We're going to talk about other manufacturers as well, like Suzuki, and we'll also talk about Yamaha as well. Now, the two that I want to talk about right now are the Kawasaki, the KLX 300, the brand new one. It's really super cool. If you Google that and look it up, the new KLX 300 dual sport, or you can just go to the Kawasaki motorcycles and look at it there. Really super cool bike. And then on the other hand, you have Honda. And I did get some interesting information today from one of the subscribers to the channel. Gave me an update that he had actually put his deposit down on a brand new Honda CRF 300L, and he was just told that his order was canceled. So we don't know what that means. So it's really kind of got my mind working a little bit. But the CRF 300L is really super cool. And the CRF 300L Rally, which looks like a rally bike. It's not a rally bike, but it sure has the look and feel of one. It looks super cool. It looks super neat. And a lot of people like them. Now, they are heavier than the L, but they still share the same motor. And they do roughly about the same. One's a little better than the other off-road. We'll talk about that here in a minute. But overall, those two bikes are super fantastic, and they're not very expensive. That's the neat thing about these things. Now, we'll go into a little bit more detail in the specs on the bikes here in just a second, but from Suzuki, they have the DR400, which is really, or the DRZ400 is really, it is, hasn't changed a whole lot in probably 15, 20 years. But it's a great bike. It's a fantastic bike. Lots of guys own them. They kind of look old schooly because they really are. And then they also have the DR200. Now that bike right there is really, in my personal opinion, more of a local commuter and a light trail rider than it is more of getting out on the street and actually trying to get some miles down and maybe do a trip on them. Not saying that you can't, but you can. And then on the other side, Yamaha, they just discontinued the WR250R, which is quintessentially, my personal opinion, probably the best 250cc dual sport that was ever created, and they just discontinued it. So if you want one, you might want to get out and try to pick one up pretty quick, but you can also find them used. There's a bunch of them out there. Guys are very proud of them because they're super reliable, and they will get out and they'll do the business. And then they also have the TW200, which is really super cool. Lots of guys love them. They have that big fat wheel on the front and the rear, and they just are really, really neat. So if you're thinking about maybe doing some sand riding or some light off-roading, that's probably the perfect bike. So those bikes right there, in my opinion, are probably the best ones out there and the cheapest that you can pick up. Now, let's start off with the Kawasaki. The Kawasaki KLX 300 is gaining a lot of buzz. Good suspension, not too expensive, $5,000-$6,000 range new. You're not going to be able to pick up a used one because it just came out. And I would definitely suggest getting one of those over the KLX 250, only because the KLX 250 just really doesn't have a lot of oomph to it. It doesn't have a whole lot of power. They really made a leaps and bounds with this 300. And I think bang for buck and your money well spent is going to go right there for the 300 versus the 250. Tire selections are nice on it. It's going to have plenty of power. The seat height is not too high, so it's going to work for just about everybody. Remember, all these bikes, you can lower them if you want to. You can get them closer to the ground if you want to. But if you plan on going off-road, please keep in mind that the clearance underneath it, and I understand a lot of people, well, I got a tippy toe and this and that. At the end of the day, if you don't have clearance, you can't clear certain things, and it will make you crash. So keep that in mind. But if you need to get that bike a little bit lower, lowering links, I'll say it one more time, lowering links are basically what you're gonna wanna get to drop that bike in and drop that bike down. So, but the KLX 300, It's new, it's got plenty of power, it's gonna be able to trail ride, it's gonna be able to do the road, it's gonna be able to do all that stuff. It's supposedly gonna be around 30 horsepower, plus the Honda's gonna be somewhere on the same thing. The suspension's gonna be better than the Honda and the KLX, you know, but it's got that dirt bike feel, it looks really super cool, and it's pretty inexpensive for the most part. And I would definitely, if I'm gonna throw my money down, go for the 300 over the 250. Honda. Two flavors, remember. They've got, and the same thing for the 250 and the Honda. Just go ahead and get a 300 because these 250s are probably gonna get discontinued pretty quick. And for good reason, because you're gonna get a whole lot more bang for your buck for these 300s. But the CRF 300L, and then you have the CRF 300L Rally. Now the Rally has that bigger fairing. Here's the difference between the two. The 300L is more dirt oriented and it looks really much more like a dirt bike. And the Rally looks like a dirty street bike, but it's really more street oriented than it is an actual off-road bike, but it will go off-road and it will do a pretty good job. So keep that in mind that they both do a good thing, but the L itself is going to be a much better job off-road. If that's what you're, if that's where your heart is leaning towards, you're going to want to get the L if you want to do off-road. If you want to do a street, get that Rally because it's going to ride better on the road. It's got better wind protection. It's just going to do it much better. But they share the same motor. The suspension is pretty good for as far as Honda goes. I think the Kawasaki is a little bit nicer. It's a little bit more dialed in. You know, it's got good tire selection. Both of them are 18-inch rear, 21-inch front. So you can get all sorts of really nice, sweet tires depending on what type of riding you want to do. You know, and again, cost, it's not that bad. Now, I do know that this one of my good subscribers basically told me that he was just told that his order was canceled. So I will get back as soon as I can if I can find out what that actually means on the Honda here in the United States, because we know that it was coming, but now it tells me that there is a hiccup and it is not going to be coming quite as soon as we had hoped for it to get here. But the Honda CRF 300L and the 300 Rally, two more fantastic bikes for everybody. All these bikes are perfect for new riders, intermediate and experienced riders, and they're great for commuting and trail riding and doing small trips. You can even do long trips on if you like to. Just depends on where your mind's at will dictate how far you can go on that bike. Now, Suzuki, the DRZ 400. It's been around forever. It's is a beast. It will do whatever you want to do. It's not too powerful and it's not too underpowered. It'll do everything. It's got good tire selection on it. It's got good clearance for off-road. It does pretty good on the road. It, you know, it's a proven bike. You could go look them up anywhere on Google or YouTube, and there are tons of guys that own these bikes. And you can pick them up new and used. They're not too expensive. They're super reliable because they've been around for so long. You get lots of aftermarket parts. Now, the Honda and the Kawasaki, you're going to be able to get some aftermarket parts for those, but it's probably going to be hit and miss because they're so new. So I just want to bring that to your attention, just going back a couple of steps. Now, the DRZ 400, guys swear by them. They love them. The only thing is with these things used is guys are pretty proud of these bikes, and they're going to command a pretty good dollar amount. So make sure that, you know, if you're looking at a used bike, you pay attention to what the bike looks like, how many miles it has on it. And because some guys will try to get you and you'll end up paying too much money, and it just may be worth your while to go and pick up a new one versus a used one. And plus you get that warranty along with it. And plus it's new and it feels really kind of nice. Now, the DR 200, I mentioned that bike is, I think it's perfect for new riders and guys that just want to toy around. I probably would never do a moto trip on it unless it was super close to home and I could do all back roads. It's only a 200cc motorcycle, so it doesn't have a ton of power, but it looks really cool. You can look them up on Google, and they're great for little trail riding and great little local commuting. Like maybe if you live in a small town or something like that, you can just zip around. You can hit the little trails. You could go out on your, you know, your farm or something like that. And I think that's really where that bike truly shines. For any long road travel, man, I don't know. I know that I've got some guys that say that they will do it, but I'd be very reluctant to try to get down and punch a bunch of miles on that bike. It's just a little underpowered, but it is cool. But the cool thing is they are cheap, 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 cheap. You can pick them up for next to nothing. And they're an air-cooled engine. They've got good clearance on them, decent tire selection. But keep in mind, not a lot of power to those. And, you know, it's only going to do so much. So just keep that in mind. But the DR200 is really a cool little bike. And the biggest thing with that one, and the one thing that makes it super appealing, is it's cheap. Now, Yamaha. I'll start with the TW200. And there's one earlier that I didn't mention that I'll throw in after the TW200. Extra for the Yamaha side that I think is perfect. You know, it's just a great bike. But that TW200 is really super cool. It's got those big fat tires on it. It just looks really neat. I've seen, I see a bunch of them at the little motorcycle dual sport rallies that I've been to, and guys love them. They don't have a ton of power, but there are guys that literally get out and travel on those things. I don't think I would do it. I don't think I could get my mind wrapped around that, but guys do it. They're really pretty super comfy. They got the big fat seats on them. They got the big handlebars. You know, and but they got blinkers, horns, a whole nine yards, and they're cheap. They don't cost a whole lot of money, and definitely for local commuting, local trail riding and stuff like that, those bikes are really fantastic. A bike I didn't mention that I would like to mention, the Yamaha XT250. I've got a video on one on our YouTube channel. You can check it out if you like. It's in the playlists, but that bike, a buddy of mine's wife owns one, and I got to take it out and ride it. And I call it the little dual sport that can, because it just flat can. It can do everything. It can trail ride. It can do highway. It can do dirt. It can do local commuting. It's got tons of aftermarket parts. It's been around for freaking forever. You know, and they're not that expensive, and they're still in production. They still make them. Thank God. Thank you, Yamaha. But really cool. And they turn on a dime, and the seating on them is really for anybody, super short people to whoever. And that little zippy motor is super, super fun to ride. The XT250 is just such a great little bike. Lots of people buy them and they love them, and a lot of guys don't let them go. So you can find them used. They're a little hard to find, but it's almost better just to go try to buy yourself a new one if you're really interested in one. And they don't weigh very much. They're pretty light for what they are. And to me, they're the perfect travel RV bike, where you can just throw it up on the back of your RV or the back of your pickup or something like that with a little hitch hauler. And be just a great, perfect little bike to take out. And then the last is going to be, to me, the king, the WR250R from Yamaha. They just discontinued that bike. It broke my heart. But I understand the emission standards and things that are going on here in the United States. It's making it very, very difficult for manufacturers to get bikes here. And not just here, also overseas. But the WR250R is the king, as far as I'm concerned. Basically, as I'm concerned, and everybody has their own opinion, but for the 250s, that bike will do everything. It's got good ground clearance. It's got great suspension. It has tons of aftermarket parts. It's got plenty of power, great tire selection. It looks cool, and guys travel all over, I mean, everywhere on these bikes. You see them out west, you see them in the east. I mean, you see them everywhere. The WR250Rs are just fantastic. They're a little pricey, but overall, I really, truly think you get what you pay for on that bike. But it's just a great dual sport bike for everybody. It's a little tall, but you can lower it down. You could go to Rocky Mountain ATV. You could check out their bike builds and stuff like that. They usually do bike builds for a lot of bikes, like the DRZ 400, the KTM 690, like what I ride, the WR250R, literally the list goes on and on, and they outfit these bikes insanely, making them look super cool. But that bike right there, it is second to nothing, and it will do everything all the other bikes will do, and it's perfect. It's all the way around just a perfect bike, and you can pick them up new or used. Right now, I think this is the last year that, you'll see them in the dealerships until they're all sold out, but they're not making any more. There will not be a 2021 for that bike that we know of. And what we're hoping on is that they're coming out with the WR300R, and man, would that be awesome. I just think that would be amazing if they would bring that bike in a 300cc series. So, with all the bikes that I just talked about, who are they perfect for? Everybody. They really are perfect for everybody. So, if you just want a local commute, if you want to hit the dirt, if you just want to practice, if you just want something to just tinker around on, if you just want a dual sport bike because you own a Harley or maybe you own a Crotch Rocket or something like that, these bikes are perfect. They're not going to break the bank. They're going to run anywhere from about $6,000+ and down. And really anybody can pretty much afford that. And you can pick them up used for really, really, really good prices. And, and they're so much fun. You know, most of my bikes, I pick them up used. I've bought quite a few new bikes, but in my honest opinion, if you shop around and you're not too crazy and too fast on pulling the trigger, you can really find some great deals on motorcycles out there, especially on market, Facebook Marketplace and some of the groups that are out there, like the Yamaha groups and the KTM groups and the Kawasaki groups and the Yamaha groups. A lot of people don't even know that that exists, and guys will post bikes up there and they've got them for sale for a pretty good price. And not only that, you can do Craigslist. You can also go to Cycle Trader. You can go to your local dealerships, all that type of stuff, and pick them up used. Just don't get too antsy. Take your time and make sure that you're getting yourself a good deal and that you're getting for what you're paying for. That's all I got to say. So if you have any questions or anything like that, you can hit me up at 690adv@gmail.com anytime, and I'll be more than happy to help you out. If you want to, you can email me maybe a listing or a bike or something that maybe you found and you maybe want my opinion on it. I'd be more than happy to look it over and let you know if I think it's a pretty good deal and if I would buy it. Anyway, Radio 690 ADV, I'm Joe, your host. Thanks for stopping in and spending a little time with me, and hopefully this will help you out if you're thinking about getting a little small to mid-sized dual sport, not an adventure bike, that you want to do some commuting and some light trail riding. Hopefully this helps you out. And if it does, man, kudos. And if you get something, shoot me an email, 690adb@gmail.com, and tell me what you got, because I love bikes. Until our next podcast, thank you so much. And if you'd like to support the channel, we really do appreciate it. And it really, truly, honestly helps us out more than you can imagine. Guys, be safe. Get out, ride. And if you don't have a dual sport, you better go get one, because they're awesome. I'm Joe, 690 out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.